Countdown cards, Students Union cards, like, you know, they all had some sort of discount attached. But like with our card, we're actually giving up to 90% of the money raised off the sale of the card to the actual organisation that's collecting on behalf of the card.
It begs the question, where do you make your money from then?
We make our money on selling the cards. From that perspective, like, you know, we have margins kind of built into the actual sale of the card. This is free advertising for all businesses. So from that perspective, any business that would like to advertise, all the cost of the business is actually the discount that they actually give to the cardholder. So from that perspective, there is kind of a risk-free element in relation to businesses coming on board on GoSave.ie.
Now, I know that as a Donegal man, you're anxious to see the GoSave brand move into Donegal. Can we expect to see a push up this part of the country shortly?
We have got a business account manager actually responsible for kind of Sligo, Donegal, and Leitrim. So that is going to happen now in the next couple of weeks, like, you know, with a view to actually, you know, and when the school season starts in September, that there will be more offers available, like, in the area. But I suppose one thing, Donald, to mention is that if you have a co-branded card that's from an organisation in Donegal, like, the card is valid for, you know, if they're down in Cork and they see the GoSave logo and they can get savings in Cork. So it's the GoSave logo is the actual key denominator, even though all the cards are personalised to the school, club, you know, charities own logo.